Scientists are back in Denali National Park for another year of dinosaur hunting. They are taking more measurements on a hillside not far from the park road that contains thousands of tracks laid down in what was an Arctic lake bed about 70 million years ago. APRN's Steve Heimel checked in with them.
Late last week, Dr. Tony Fiorillo and his team were wrapping up work at the site near the road and preparing to helicopter out to another undisclosed location for a week of investigating a site he's not ready to disclose much about. But they just published a report about the lakebed site in the journal Geology. They found a huge number of tracks there.
These tracks, there's literally thousands of them.
Their analysis of those tracks shows that these duck-billed hadrosaur dinosaurs formed herds and fell into four age categories, indicating a social structure in which young dinosaurs were cared for by older ones. They could obtain that fine detail because of the quality of the tracks. They can see the actual texture of the animal's skin, which means it's not just deeper mud compressed by the great weight of the dinosaur, but the actual spot on the surface where the foot went down.
Skin impressions do not get transmitted into the subsurface. So that told us that we were dealing with the actual surface these dinosaurs walked on. And that became important because then when we did our length and width measurements of these tracks, we could then do something about reconstructing the various body sizes of the animals that we were looking at.
These dinosaur social groups were walking in an Arctic warmer than today, with a temperature range similar to wintertime Tokyo, not really freezing much, if at all. And the site was definitely some sort of waterhole.
In our minds, when we saw these tracks, it's really more of a milling around a waterhole kind of activity that we think we were seeing. And it's clear that as we move from one end to the other, that we are moving towards some kind of a water source because the tracks get a little soupier.
Along the hadrosaur foot impressions, the scientists have found fossil plant impressions in the tracks of another dinosaur species, a strange feathered one that is mostly seen in Asia. That's one of the things they were looking for this year and found, says Fiorillo.
It's called a therizinosaur, and they had feathers. They had pot bellies and sort of big, long arms with claws and so on. They're really weird animals. And so the first week that we spent here is we're trying to gather more data as to why these therizinosaurs, what were they doing here in Alaska, in Denali National Park some 70 million years ago. And so we've been collecting data for that. And we found a fair amount more of those footprints. So we know there wasn't just one dinosaur walking through here. There were several therizinosaurs, so it's gotten more and more interesting.
Most of Fiorillo's documentation ends up in the Perot Museum in Texas, but some of it has now gone into an exhibit at the park's Murie Science Learning Center. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.